your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
All right, one segment to another this morning. Linda Halligan in studio with our top five countdown, and it's been a minute, Linda.
It's been a minute. You know, we've got the band back together.
We do, we do.
We've been apart.
Who's the lead singer?
I think Jason, probably. Yeah, probably. I have a cold, too, so you don't want to hear me sing. Maybe I'll just do the cowbell. Oh. More cowbell!
It's nice to see you, Linda Halligan.
Thank you so much.
We missed your energy.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
And I have a cold today, but, you know, I've got DayQuil going, little emergency, so I still have some energy.
All right.
You're very high right now, aren't you? You're so high.
No. I just took the DayQuil. It hasn't even set in yet.
You were high when you came up with this list last night.
I might have been. I might have been a little bit. No, I totally was not. That's not true. This list makes a lot of sense, guys.
We don't trust you yet. Go ahead.
All right.
We're totally gonna do a blood test on the way out.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to make you pee in a cup.
By all means, do it. Do it. Okay, so we are on the heels this morning of Mega Tuesday, basically Super Tuesday, the sequel that all happened yesterday. Are we tired of this presidential race yet? I mean, it is nothing short of a three-ring circus. Am
I
right?
Oh, my God.
Well,
I mean,
Trump
understatement.
That was the worst thing. When I was away, I was on vacation, and when we found out that Trump had done so well in Super Tuesday.
Right.
My friend who I'm traveling with said, you know the worst thing about this? We're going to have to hear from this guy till November.
Oh, right. Well, and perhaps, I hate to say it, but 4 more years, 8 more years?
Oh,
I mean,
God,
I don't
no.
want to
no,
even...
No, 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 I, no,
well,
no,
you guys, something
no,
has
no,
to
no.
happen.
He can't. He's not even...
And I'm sorry if you're a Trump supporter.
Let me do it real quick.
If you're considering like not voting or just sort of shrugging your shoulders, not putting it in your calendar, because a lot of people don't vote because they just forget.
Right.
They don't watch
and
the
news.
And it's
not as important to them.
Right. Just think about this. Trump with his hand on the codes, the nuclear codes. Think of that.
Real quick.
Every country would hate us.
In Trump news, we forgot to do this morning. He did win Florida,
yes.
But he lost to John Kasich in
Ohio yesterday. Kasich, excuse me.
And Marco Rubio did drop out of the race.
Right.
Poor old Rubio, he's a tragic figure,
and
isn't
Kasich
he?
Is the gentleman that most of my sensible Republican friends are saying ought to be the nominee. So,
well, listen, I don't like him very much, you know, his policy, but at least he's a sensible guy.
Right.
Who
yeah.
you can have a, seems to have a real conversation when he's speaking, when he's being interviewed. It's, you know, he's listening and then responding to the question asked.
Right. And this morning, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he would not completely rule out jumping into the race this summer.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, you idiot, Ryan. It's all over, dude. You're a moron. And Rubio, God, Rubio lost in his home state.
In his home state, yeah, that's not a good thing. So he's out.
So what's the list then?
Okay, so it's a circus, right? I mean, we've seen violence. We've seen these grade school insults back and forth. I mean, it's just been completely out of control. Truly embarrassing for our country, I think. And I don't think many people would disagree with me. So today, we're doing the top five actual circus performers who might want to jump into the presidential race.
Circus
I mean, this
performance.
List makes perfect sense, guys.
You've chosen actual,
this
like,
is a very
like,
creative thing.
Three-ring circus
yes.
performers.
Yes, I have.
All right.
And, you know, I was just talking to dear Steph outside, your program director. Is that her title?
That's my title.
Yeah, we might want to start supporting some of these circus performers.
What's wrong,
and get
wait,
them
wait,
into
wait,
the presidential
wait, wait. Tyler,
race.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
Are you all right, Tyler? Do you need a hug? Because you seem a little skeptical about the idea.
He might just be afraid of circus performers.
Now I'm offended.
He's
offended because he called Steph. Steph's the music director.
Sorry, music director. Yeah. Oh, you're the program
That's
director.
That's all right, Linda.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Director. Yeah, whatever. I'm on DayQuil, people. What do I know? I just gave Steph a promotion. You're welcome, Steph. All right, guys. Let's get into this list because this is serious business. Okay. Well, for number five, you know, I was going to say a clown, but it looks like we already have one running. Ba-dum-bum! Don't you think we're pretty much covered when it comes to buffoonery?
There's a horror movie with an evil clown in.
There's tons of
there's
horror
a,
movies
it,
with evil
Stephen
clown.
King's It, yeah. of course.
It, right.
Poltergeist with that scary clown under the bed.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, guys, number five. I'm saying a mime, because a mime would just shut up and get the job done. Keep your mouth
shut. You know, I'm
into
that.
And do it.
I think it might be more effective.
It might be.
Yeah.
Silent politicians. Listen, I'm into regulation, mate. I'll shut them up. I'd say, you know what? No more words.
No more words?
Get on with it.
Okay. What do you think about the mime? Did the mime get in there?
None of these are going to get
in
there.
They get our attention.
Complete nonsense. It's a fantasy.
Nonsense. I'm just offended, Jason Fetty.
But it's fun to talk about. Go on then. Mime is all right.
All right. So mime. So just consider that, would you?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Number four. The juggler. Think about this. Able to juggle everything at once. You know, sometimes it's just balls, clubs, and rings, but other times you've got knives, fire torches, chainsaws, kind of like the presidency. You're dealing with a lot of things all at once.
Metaphorically is the metaphor for how he could juggle several.
Right, and several multitask sort of thing.
Right.
I'd like to see Donald Trump juggling chainsaws. It wouldn't last
and
very long.
And be really bad at it.
You know,
oops!
I'm a pretty good juggler.
Are you?
You ever seen me juggle?
No, you're probably better than me. I can do a bit.
Oh, let's juggle.
Yeah. You got some bowling pins? Come on, let's see it.
Pins are hard.
Oh, wow, you guys are good.
There's the balance. Yeah, you got to do balls.
I can do balls.
Okay,
Linda. Why do balls always get into our conversation on Wednesday mornings?
Jason's fault.
It is Jason's
fault. Just like saying balls.
balls. Number three, tightrope walkers. Great with maintaining balance, dealing with stress, keeping calm, and walking a fine line.
I think Jason's leaving.
I'm not leaving. I need to stand up.
Come back.
My knees have seized us.
Okay. Jason's just bummed that Tyler's a better juggler than he is. I'm sorry.
Tightrope walker. Okay, Linda. All right.
Number two, personally, is my favorite. But very often on my list, my favorite is number two. But I try to do a global list that appeals to everyone.
This one's appealing to everybody.
You've made this up, right? So how can number two be your favorite? Why wouldn't you just put it at number one?
Because when I do this list, it's not just
it's not
to
just
appease
about
me.
Her.
It's for
the
everyone.
Audience.
That's
really advanced media relations.
Thank you.
It's not about you.
Thank you.
It's about the audience.
See, I'm clearly
I try to appeal to the viewers, but the listeners.
Yeah. No,
and everybody
right.
out there. Okay. By the way, Cirque du Soleil just called. They love this list because they're entering politics. Right? When they're tumbling and all that doesn't work out anymore, they're going to be the next president. Okay, number two. The elephant, and this is not just because it's a symbol for the Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. Elephants are exceptionally smart creatures. Did you know they have the largest brain of any land animal?
And didn't know. Well, it makes sense, but never thought about it
because they're very large.
The biggest
yes. But they have three times as many neurons as humans. And I'm guessing eight times more than Donald Trump.
They're really afraid of bees.
Is that true?
Yeah, elephants. Really afraid of bees.
I did not see that in my research. Yeah. I will tell you a few interesting things about elephants, though, that might make them a very good president. Jason, stop yawning. Stop falling asleep. Elephants have extraordinary memories. That's important because think of all the dignitaries, all the people you're meeting. You need to remember things. You need to remember what you said, especially when you're running. You said something a couple years ago if you were supporting someone a couple years ago and now you're not and you're saying you did. You know what I mean? You got to know.
Okay.
They show empathy. That's good in a president. They understand human body language.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is good, right? And they can identify languages.
Humans use bees in order to make elephants not hostile so that they can have conversations with elephants. This is true. I just read it yesterday.
Really? You were reading about elephants and bees yesterday?
I was making a list of the top five animals that could be president of the United States.
Really?
No.
See, you spend your time like I do. Something else about an elephant that you might just find interesting. They mourn their dead. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Are you a little Twilight
Why time? Are you singing the Twilight Zone?
Because we've just entered a fifth dimension of reality here.
It is not my fault that the presidential race in the United States is completely ridiculous and that I have to make a list about circus performers that might make better presidents.
You make a serious point, Linda, and I apologize for laughing at you. Go on, then. What's number one?
No, you're supposed to laugh at me. That's what this whole list is for. A little comedy in the morning while you drink your coffee. Number one, this should make perfect sense to you guys because you're smart, not as smart as an elephant, but you're pretty darn smart. Number one is the ringmaster, right? The ringmaster, he can be in charge of, tigers and sea lions, unicyclists, acrobats. They can interact with a large crowd. They sing, they dance, they do all this stuff. More importantly, they do it all while being professional and graceful, unlike many of our presidential candidates. So I say the ringmaster could be the ringmaster of our country.
I've got a stupid question.
Let's hear it.
fits in nicely.
No stupid question with this
Do place. We still have three-ring circuses?
I don't know what three-ring circus is.
I haven't noticed one in decades. Do they not have those in England?
How often do you go to a circus, though?
Not very often.
Well, yeah.
I feel like Cirque du Soleil has taken over the traditional...
No, they have circuses. Ringling Brothers, they have all that.
Circus.
And it's all over the world. Yeah. Circuses have been around forever.
We used to go when we were kids. I think they were mean to the animals, though.
A lot of people don't like circuses because of that. I personally, even as a kid, I wasn't a big fan of the circus, and I don't know exactly why. I mean, I like animals. I like entertainment. I just was kind of like, I don't know. It was just weird.
It's a bit, and you know what? It always stinks of animal poop.
Yeah, it does.
That's the thing
poop.
About that big thing on the canyon road.
The horse thing.
Oh yeah.
All very well that Kavalia. Horse thing, but can you imagine what it smells like in there?
Yeah.
And the guys, who's picking up the poop? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's
the
job
the
right
poop
there.
Poop master.
Oh.
Yeah, the poop master, which might make a good president.
Poop master.
The poop master, because let's be honest,
to shovel
you have
a lot
to
of,
clean up a lot of poop when you're the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, this was a very intelligent list. I thank you for listening. People at home are taking notes, and they're thinking about their favorite circus performer.
You know what? Write it in. Write it into the ballot.
Writing candidate.
You can, anybody can write.
Dumbo. Write in Dumbo.
None of the above, but the ringmaster riding an elephant.
But with a mime
Look,
on the back.
Dumbo can fly with his ears, so think of all the money we could be saving. We don't have to use Air Force One because Dumbo could just fly from country to country. You guys
think seriously about this. You've seen Obama's ears. That's how he gets around. He just flies around.
Well, we saw him drop a beat the other day. That was pretty cool.
Any movies this weekend, Linda?
Sure. The big one going nationwide, the Divergent series, Allegiant.
Yeah.
The next one is out, PG-13. That's the Shailene Woodley series, so that'll probably make a lot of money. There's a couple other ones that I'm interested in. They're not going nationwide, but Pee-wee's Big Holiday, that's streaming. So you can check out
You're interested in Pee-wee's Big
Paul
Holiday?
Ruben's, Pee-wee? Yeah, I
All
love
right.
Pee-wee.
Okay.
Pee-wee's I will awesome. Watch that. I will see that. Now yeah, that it's streaming, I'll watch that.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then also, this looks really interesting. Limited release, The Program. It is, yeah, it looks really good. It's about the rise and fall of Lance Armstrong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
Linda Halligan.
Well, I just, champion. Gives me a chance to say balls.
Balls. Go vote for a circus performer for the next one.
I'm putting on a song.
Please.
You would mind. Take that personally.
Linda Halligan TV on Facebook counts down the top five something every Thursday morning. No, Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
I don't know.
It used to be Thursday. Peace
Linda,
out,
thank
y'all.
You. See you soon.
Bye-bye.